In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today we have a celebration of Saint Xenia of Petersburg. She was a fool for Christ, and she was married, and her husband was an officer, and one day he went in some kind of a party, and the Lord had taken him quite unexpectedly, and she was very distressed over it, because he was at that time not so pious. And my beloved, she had decided she's going to leave this world, or live in this world as if she is not from this world, and she had taken all her possessions that her husband had, and had put it all for sale, sold it, everything out. Of course, she had troubles with her relatives, because they didn't want her to do that, but she had done it and was left with nothing, and she started to go around the city, not having any shelter, and just staying on the cemetery. And around the churches, and being laughed at by those people who didn't have the love of God in them, and they couldn't understand what she was doing, and she was walking in the clothes of her husband, and she wanted everybody to call her Andrew. And so she had done all of this to plead with the Lord so that the Lord will bring her into the kingdom of heaven and bring her husband in the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, at night she would take either the heat and the cold and the winter time and the snow, she would walk around in the same clothes all the time and go through all kinds of deprivations. And of course, when she saw that they were building a big bell tower, she decided to help them, and all night long she would bring all the way up, and she would carry bricks to bring it so that the people can build the bell tower. And she has done all kinds of miracles of healings and she was clairvoyant, and she had so much love for the Lord, and she wants us to love the Lord. She wants us to remember that this life here is quite temporary, and we don't have to pay too much attention to it. We take it with a grain of salt, as they say, the life here, because it's very, very short compared to the eternal life. So we should care more about our souls and much less about the body. And of course, in reality, we do the opposite. We seem to care so much about our body and so little about our soul. And we have so little also love for the Lord. If we had lots of love for the Lord, we would keep ourselves from any kind of a sin, because we should realize and know that for every sin that I commit, that you commit, the Lord has suffered. And if we have love for anybody here on earth, you know you don't want him to suffer for us. And even especially, we should know that, and we should have the love, more love for the Lord than to anybody else, and we should absolutely keep ourselves from having any kind of a sins, because through the sins, the devil gets a hold of us, and he then causes the sins to become a habit and become a passion, and we just can't be free from those things. But so we need the prayers of the saints, and we are so fortunate that we have the whole kingdom of heaven. They all have love, and having love, we know that they're praying for us. They're praying for every one of us, so that that we'll be able to free ourselves from the clutches of the evil one who wants to take us into hell, and that God will take and embrace us and bring us into the kingdom of heaven, because we have learned to love him and more than anything else in this world, just like the Saint Blessed Ksenia did. And she loved him so much, and she loves us so much, and that she's praying for us, for our salvation. And just imagine all the angels, all the saints, and they're all praying for every human being, because the Lord wants salvation of everybody. This is what he says. He came to save the sinners. And of course, as you know, this Saint Paul and Saint John Chrysostom says that he came to save sinners, and of whom I'm the chief. I'm the worst sinner, and you have that kind of mentality, then you never judge anybody. Then you wouldn't be able to get mad and upset when somebody mistreats you or doing something bad to you. Just like Blessed Ksenia, she wasn't mad at anybody when they were making fun of her, but she was just praying for them and loving them and more. God bless you, and try to love the Lord more and your soul more, and then each other, and thus we'll make it to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.